Congress gets back from recess September 8th, and rumors are flying already over what kind of budget resolution Congress will consider when it returns. Bloomberg Government reports House Appropriations Committee Chairman Hal Rogers is working on the with the Office of Management and Budget on a list of non-spending items that would get attached to a short-term continuing resolution. There are reports of long-term and even full-year continuing resolutions floating around Washington, too. Tamar Hollerman's an appropriations reporter at Roll Call and talking to the people in question as far as all of these issues. Tamar, with all of these reports floating around, it reminds me of what happens in NASCAR this time of year when one driver might leave one shop and go to work for another shop, and they call that silly season, and it sounds like that's where we are right now. Is that a fair read on what's going on the Hill? Thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having us. It certainly is beginning, you know, it's shaping up like it's going to be a crazy September, but with lawmakers away right now on the August recess, we haven't had a chance to really question the people in the center of all this. So at this point, there's a lot of speculation. Everybody has their theory, but nobody really knows what's going to happen when we get back in after Labor Day.
Well, that was my takeaway, I guess, from all of these different reports, because I read three or four of them this morning. And each one of them had different information and different scenarios and different, I mean, with different sources that were identified or not identified as far as where the information was coming from. And it occurred to me that there were a lot of theories and a lot of possibilities and a lot of potential scenarios, but not a lot of concrete information. Are you hearing anything that would lead you to think any differently than that?
Nope, I completely agree with you. The leaders have been very quiet over the August recess, and they're the ones who will be at the center of this. But even them, there is a certain bit of uncertainty that's going to come with this, too. There still are, you know, there's about 2 weeks before they come back, and a lot can change between now and then. There's the campaign trail and the Republican candidates talking about issues like immigration and Planned Parenthood. There's town halls going on around the country. A lot can change, so I don't think anybody really knows what's going to be happening when we get back.
As far as some of those moving parts, I've been struck by how quiet the scene seems to be from town halls. I mean, I don't think anybody expected this August to be the same as 2009 when the town halls pretty much caught fire because of the Affordable Care Act. But I've been struck by how little to nothing I've heard coming from the town hall meetings and what the members have been hearing when they've been home this August.
Yeah, I went to a town hall meeting myself in suburban Richmond expecting to hear a lot of anger about Planned Parenthood. And there was some, but it was not as angry as it felt like it was in the lead up to the government shutdown a few years ago over the health care law. So it seems like the presidential trail is taking up a lot of the oxygen, the political oxygen right now. So I'll definitely be watching that to see what comes out of that, how the issues of the day will be shaping what lawmakers feel compelled to do on the Hill.
What are your thoughts about what some of these scenarios could look like when they come back? I mean, do we think it's likely that they'll get right to it when they come back? Senator Reid, the minority leader in the Senate, has said we should get started directing these comments to Senator McConnell, the majority leader. We should get started on negotiations right away. My sense is that Speaker Boehner and Senator McConnell would like to pretend that their Democratic counterparts in Congress don't exist and negotiate directly with the White House. Is that a fair read on the way this sits right now?
Yeah, right now. And when they do get back in September, the first order of business will be Iran nuclear legislation. They have a hard deadline on that, September 17th. And so that will likely be the first item of business. They have 2 more weeks to figure out government funding. And knowing this Congress, they probably won't be taking that up until the very last minute.
And do you expect that scenario that I laid out to be the case, where the leaders on the Democratic sides in Congress are unlikely to be involved, and it's likely to just be Speaker Boehner and his team, Senator McConnell and his team, and the president and his team?
We really don't know who the negotiators will be at this point. But if I had to guess, I can really see a situation with McConnell talking directly with the White House at this point. But we really don't know at this point in time.
Given Vice President Biden's stature in discussions before, you mentioned presidential politics. With all of the buzz surrounding Vice President Biden as a potential candidate all of a sudden, Is there any potential, or do we even have any idea yet, if that could throw a wrinkle into all of this on top of everything that we've already discussed?
I don't think we have much of an idea yet, but in the past, Vice President Biden has acted as the White House intermediary on these issues. Him and McConnell seem to have a great working relationship when it comes to hashing out these big deals, a relationship that McConnell simply does not have with the president. So if the vice president decides that he wants to run for the Democratic nomination, perhaps not having him around, perhaps having him on the campaign trail, that could be to the detriment of getting the deal that the White House ultimately wants with budget and appropriations.
So the possibilities that we see are short-term CR, and of course that could be anywhere from hours to days to a couple of months. We've even seen one report as long as a full year continuing resolution. The logistics there would be nightmarish for the agencies. What are the indicators that we should look for, do you think, when the members come back about which way any of this might break? Are there certain people we should be paying attention to, or certain things that folks would say, or any of that that might give us kind of an indicator of how this might, which direction this might head?
Sure. The place to start with the GOP leadership teams, they're the ones who will be deciding. They're the ones who will be deciding the time frame here. House Appropriations Chairman Harold Rogers will be in the middle of that as well. And there's a bunch of different deadlines they can choose to tie the CR end date to, and that can give them different outcomes depending on the politics. Conventional wisdom on the Hill is that they won't do a full year CR right out the bat. The CR, or at least what I'm hearing, would probably stretch to maybe the end of the calendar year, but no later than that. But there are some different deadlines they can look to. They can look to tie it to the expiration of highway funding at the end of October. They could look to tie it to the Thanksgiving recess and do that, or they can extend it to the end of the legislative session, which is scheduled for December 18th. So there are a bunch of key dates there that we'll be looking out for.
You mentioned the appropriations chair on the House side, Hal Rogers. Is he more of a key player, do you think, in this than Senator Thad Cochran, the chair on the Senate side, or is Senator Cochran also someone we should watch?
We should definitely be watching Chairman Cochran, but generally appropriations measures are supposed to start in the House, and that's what we expect to happen with the CR. So he's going to be the one really hashing all of this out at the ground level. Usually the Senate is the one who takes a second stab at it.
Last question is, does it mean anything that Chairman Rogers has indicated that he would like to see clean legislation of one type or another? He's not interested in a bunch of the riders that maybe some of the members of the caucus seem to favor.
Sure, it matters to a certain extent, but he's the appropriations chairman. He has an interest in enacting real funding bills, not continuing resolutions, but full line-by-line spending bills. So he is a little biased in a way. He knows that if Republicans move a CR with some really contentious language, he knows that could lead to a government shutdown, and he knows how bad that is for agencies. So it is notable that he's saying that, but to a certain extent, he said that before the last shutdown, and people in his party didn't listen to him that time.